What's up, Atlanta? That's right, oh, put up the full four. I got you till 10 o'clock tonight. It's Chris Thomas tonight, Turtle, in the house on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Man, are we busy tonight. A little breaking news coming down just a couple of minutes ago for all you five-stripe faithful. Tata Martino, according to multiple reports, is set to finalize an agreement to return as the new manager of the Atlanta United Football Club. So we'll talk to Jason Longshore about that, get all the ramifications. What does that mean? Who are they bringing back? What are they going to do? Big move. I'm coming home. Orton just gave me a look. Yeah, he's coming home, man. Hopefully he can bring the type of fireworks that he did the first time around. That'd be a sight for sore eyes after finishing in second to last place with an abysmal record this season. So we'll get into that. Hawks, nice little win last night over the Magic with some tomfoolery by Desmond Bain. And we said, yeah, man, you can try to be a tough guy, but how about you check the scoreboard? Because the Atlanta Hawks won without Trae Young. And is that a blueprint for how things need to get done in order for the Hawks to hold their water until Trae can get back? Or, Oren, is it a sign of what things could look like after this season? We won't get into that just yet. But maybe, just maybe. I'm just saying, the Atlanta Braves, see, I told you we're rocking and rolling. The Atlanta Braves make several coaching changes today. A trio of guys will not be back and welcoming in a couple of new familiar faces from around the league. Most notably, Rick Kranitz no longer going to be here as the pitching coach, being replaced by Jeremy Hefner. Now, this is an interesting hire, Braves country. If you're not familiar, y'all know I'm from New York, so I still keep tabs on the local teams I grew up watching. Jeremy Hefner, former pitcher himself, he was thought to be the hottest up-and-coming pitching coach in baseball for the last couple of years in New York. He took a ragabond group of pitchers and turned them into NLCS contenders with the Dodgers last year. It was a really, really impressive performance. He reworked their bullpen and their starting staff. And then this year, because of injuries and everything else, it all fell apart. And the Mets decided to move on. But he is considered a pitching guru. And we know the Braves need it badly. So I'm excited about that hire, actually. And a lot of turnover. So Walt Weiss immediately coming in here and putting his stamp on the members of his staff and deciding with, I think, more turnover than a lot of us would have predicted based on the decision to keep things in-house. So I like it. I like what Walt Weiss is doing early. I like some of these moves. We'll get into that as well. College football rankings came out. Oof, if I'm a Miami fan today, I am not happy. Because every other situation where Team A beats Team B, Team A was ranked ahead in the first initial playoff rankings. Except for Miami, who's ranked 10 spots behind Notre Dame. Yikes. But you know what? The Carson Beck experience has unfortunately reared its ugly head of late in Miami. Georgia, right where they should be, at number 5. Georgia Tech, 17. I was talking to Mike Conti in the bullpen, our fearless leader, before he wrapped up his shift for the day. And I was like, man, that loss for Tech was so disappointing, not just because the fact that they lost, but the way that they lost. And he said, you know what, Turtle? I don't think they're out of this thing. And I said, you know what, Mike? I think you might be right. Because if they can do what they need to do, especially if they beat Georgia, even if they're not the ACC champs, I think they still have a path in. I know I'm hearing a lot of, the ACC is only going to have one. I know Wes and Zeno and Dukes were talking about it earlier. I don't know. I think the ACC could have a couple of teams in. Things have to break right, and certainly the ACC champion needs to be worthy, and the second place finisher, you could argue, may need to be even worthier, if that's even a word. I just made it one. And we'll see. So there is a ton going on in the world of sports, both locally and nationally, and we'll get to it all here on Chris Thomas tonight. I don't usually do a headline recap like that, but there is enough going on that it was worth breaking down everything that's going on. I usually, you know, guys, I like to get right into the mix and present my conversation with you for the evening. But again, just so many headlines, sort of hard to ignore. So now, what is the outlier? Which one of these things is not like the other? Which one did I not talk about? Of course, that would be the Atlanta Falcons. It's so funny. You know, this station's always humming, but we're humming a little something special right now. You know, part of the reason why? Because great minds think alike. I was planning on talking about this with y'all tonight, and then I was listening to the open for Dukes and Bell earlier while I was prepping for the show. And they started their show by asking a question. And I was like, mwah, chef's kiss, Mark and Carl. That is exactly what was on my mind as well. Here's my question. Line them up. Let's go. Whole first hour, as you know, is me and you on the phones. 404-726-0929. Is this a must-win game? Kind of feels like it to me. If you come back home 3-6, the path for making the playoffs is incredibly small. One thing you have on your side, your schedule does lighten up. But 3-6 is just about as close to being on the edge as you can be, Falcons fans. And what has this team here? And here's the most important part is what has this team done to show you this season that they could rip off 4 or 5 straight wins in a row, which is what you need to do if you lose to Indy on Sunday? Nothing is the answer to that. Hello, Bueller. No. If anything, they've shown you, quite frankly, that they cannot do that because they haven't done that. And now they've lost 3 in a row in epic fashion in every way possible. Heartbreak, pure bludgeoning, inexplicable play. In every way, shape, and form and facet, the Atlanta Falcons have not shown us the ability to win games in a row. That's why, to me, this one feels like a must win. Because we know the edict. I still cannot foresee a world. And again, I know anything's possible. I know. If this team has a losing record again, or even just simply doesn't make the playoffs again, I don't understand or foresee how massive changes will not take place. That's why I'm calling this a must win. It's not just for this season. It's for the current structure of the franchise. So what do you guys think? Do you agree with me, or do you think this team has more runway? Do you foresee a path where the Falcons can lose this game on Sunday and still accomplish their goals for the season? I'm just having, again, it's not impossible, but I am having a very, very hard time seeing that scenario play out. What do you think? Again, first full hours, me and you on the phones, as always. 404-726-0929 is the number. Is this a must win? A word I don't like to use because it's sports talk radio hyperbole at its finest. But it sure feels like it, man. This is as close to being a must win without a mathematical must win, I feel like, as you can get. You're going overseas. You've gotten your butts whooped the last 3 games. You got to get this win to keep the season on track. I don't think a 3-6 Falcons team is making the playoffs, which means a failure of your goals for the season. 404-726-0929. It's Chris Thomas Turtle with the full 4 tonight, taking you up until 10 o'clock on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.